A short word of prayer.
Our
gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for the opportunity you are giving to us this year again to assemble together for this camp meeting. We thank you, Lord, for last year and the years before, and the blessings that we have received from such gatherings, both spiritually and physically. We are grateful unto you for joining mercies you are giving to those that are here already. Lord, while we commend those on their way coming, that you will hasten their footsteps and protect them and grant them, Lord, safe arrival, O God. Thank you for the worship service tonight, the hymns and the crosses that we sang to praise your holy name. May our worship be acceptable in your sight. We want to commit ourselves to you tonight, that your mercy will stand for us. And the vessel you use to speak to us, may you inspire and anoint him, make him a great channel of blessing unto us. We ask, Lord, that to quicken our soul, our spirit, our body, Lord, deliver us from all forms of distractions of the enemy. Thank you, Eternal Father. Lord, may we go home this evening with the riches of your blessing. Heal the sick and the afflicted, and baptize souls with your spirit. Thank you, dear Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
And Yoluwa.
We welcome ourselves to the camp in the name of Jesus Christ.
Akirawa kaabo sinu ago ajo loruko Jesu Kristi.
We thank the Lord for bringing the those of us that are here already.
Adupe lowo Olorun bi o ti mu ki abata ti wa ni iwa ni.
And we trust we bring the rest of the people safely both today and tomorrow.
Asi ni igbekere ninu re pe yo mu ki awon yoku de si yin ni ola ni oni ati ola ati ogbo tan ba tun ma de.
Since this is just the opening service,
niwon igba ti eyi je ogbo ti ya kan bere ago ajo na,
we'll start introduction of ministers tomorrow.
I'll say afihan awon iranse Olorun ni ola.
For this evening,
ni asale oni,
we'll be having our precious brother Precious.
Awo ni arakunrin iwo won, arakunrin Precious toruko re tumo si arakunrin won.
Will be ministering to us by the grace of God.
We
trust that the riches of his blessing will be our portion.
Then ya ni igbekele wi pe oro ogo re ati ibukun re yo je ipin wa.
The Lord bless you.
Ki Oluwa bukun yin.
As you sing, reach out and touch the Lord.
Ya tin gba gba tin kon ni pe nawo re nipa igbagbo ko si fowo kan Oluwa.
Reach out and touch the Lord as he passes.
I find it's not too busy.
I find it's not too busy to hear my heart's cry. Is passing by his and our hearts turn to the Lord. As we talk to him. And to our kind and righteous Father, our gracious and heavenly God, Lord, we want to thank you very much once again for this evening. Lord, for the grace and the privilege that you have given to us, your chosen and your elect, Lord, before the foundation of the world. Lord, we want to thank you for the journey mercy you have granted us from the different parts of the world, countries. Lord, are your people with a burden and a zeal and a desire to see the power of your resurrection being expressed in their life. And Lord, they are gathered here tonight, Lord, not to see a man, Lord, because my word will fail. There is nothing in my word that can be a blessing to them. But Lord, if you would just veil this 16 element body man, and Lord, ripple through my body, oh God, pass from my socket to theirs. Lord, if there be deep desires in their hearts, I ask that through the preaching of the word this evening, may you please descend them in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, may your anointing be so great that you will take me out of my notes, because there's nothing in the notes will bring life. But Lord, your very anointing, your very spirit, Lord, we condescend in the meeting tonight till we have the same experience like them men at Emmaus who said in our heart, born where the Lord yet spake. Oh God, as you speak again, Lord, may things take place. May healing take place. May victory take place. May deliverance take place. May the captive be free, because that is what your presence does. Do it tonight again, Father. May you bless this host church, the pastor, the associates, the ministers, the deacons, the officers, and every brother, sister, Lord, putting their shoulder to the wheel to see that there is another time of gathering again. So Lord, we ask you bless the meeting, Father, for in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
And the church say, you may be seated for a little while. Good evening, church. And it's so nice to see you again, my brother. I think last year when I was here, we did the job together. With the morning devotion. And we know that God is still going to help us again to do it again together in the name of Jesus Christ. And so tonight, I bring you greetings from Pastor Peter Hamba and the other ministers of God. Some of them will be here tomorrow. And I believe there is going to be a great blessing to them. I also bring you greeting also from Pastor Isaac
Nwosu,
the pastor of Zion Hill Christian Assembly,
Asaba,
who wanted to be here, but wanting the other, he could not make it. So I equally bring his greeting. Unless I forget, I also bring you the greeting of my dear wife and my beautiful daughter. The pastor greeting also. I want to appreciate the host pastor, Pastor
Matis.
How many of you appreciate God's
servants?
A time-tested veteran of this message, standing all the while, and I equally appreciate his associate, Pastor Sam Fagbeson. For the privilege and the opportunity are given to me to be able to speak to the elect of God. I certainly do not take this for granted, sir. And I'm just asking that the Lord will help me to be of service to the purchase of God here. So God bless you. As we just rise quickly to read our scripture. I am not a great preacher. I think I'm the least of all preachers. Quite quite a young man also. But I just like to just tell the story of the Bible. And I know that God still has a need for some spare tires.
And that is
why he has brought me here. I have a little thought I want to share with you. And by the grace of God, I have titled it An Exodus Journey. An Exodus Journey. And we'll also be reading our scripture from Exodus 23. From verse 20. We'll just take the first verse there. Exodus 23, verse 20. And we'll move quickly to
Joshua,
chapter 1, which I'm going to be dwelling on. So, Exodus 23, verse 20. But pardon me, before we read the scripture again, I just ask to talk to the author once again. And so, precious Father, here is your word open before us. Like your servant, we always tell us, any man who is educated, learnable, readable, could move his end through it. But he says it takes you to give life. May you please breathe upon this word tonight and give healing and life through them, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So Exodus 23 from verse 20. Behold, I send an angel before thee. To keep thee in the way, and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. Beware of him, and obey his voice. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgression. For my name is in him. Amen.
Amen.
So quickly, Joshua chapter 1. Just the first verse. You will be seated. And I'll read all those verses together. Joshua chapter 1. And I want us to look at this carefully. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto
Joshua,
the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all these people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of
Israel.
You may be seated. Verse 3, I read up to verse
9.
Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. The prophet, in interpreting this scripture, Brother Abraham said, the sole of your feet is as much faith that God will help you to get, to see, as the word God is going for. And church, we have not come to this meeting just to look at your faces. We have not come to this meeting maybe to preach about a God of history. That is why the prophets in this age, he preached the message, lifting God out of history. Because the word of God is not dead. The word of God They are not the commandment of a man. The word of God, they are the commandment of God. So everything that is spoken by God in the scripture, it is told, saith the Lord. So church, when God was speaking to Joshua, he meant every bit of it. That as much that you can see, that you can believe, then you can possess it. So Brother Abraham said, every place means your faith. So if you wanted to keep your land from Joshua, then you have got to stop Joshua from stepping his foot there. Because the moment Joshua stepped his feet there, Joshua possessed. Verse 4. From the wilderness and this
Lebanon,
even unto the great river, the river
Euphrates,
all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea, towards the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. Verse 5. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee. Is it some days of your life? He said, all the days of your life. And church, the reason why we can claim this promise is because in this last age, the angel of the Lord identified Brother Abraham as the Moses. This is why Brother Abraham said he always found an attraction to the character of Moses. It was not an ordinary sermon that the prophet preached. When he preached, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. But Abraham said, when you study that message from paragraph 9, he said the divine presence of the Lord. He came into my room. He parted the scripture. He stopped it at Joshua. And he said, I've been waiting for the right time to speak on this. And when the right time came, the prophet preached it to us. What does that mean to the believer? That this blessing, this promise that is associated to Joshua is associated to you. I said it's associated to you. That the same blessing that Joshua could claim, you can claim it. I said you can claim it. From this service. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. I pray God give us the patience. The grace tonight. To read some quotes. Maybe let's start the service this way. Pardon my manner of preaching. I might not preach the way Pastor Sam used to preach. I might not preach the way Pastor Martin used to preach. But I love to tell the believer who they are in the program of God. This is all my brother. Brother Abraham said the importance of revelation to a true believer can never be overemphasized. Do you know what we do in every service? By the preaching of the word, we are calling your name. Listen, church. Your name is not precious. Your name is not Henry. Your name is not Martin. What's your name? It's the word of God. So each time the word of God is being preached, it is God calling you that you can see yourself in the scripture and you can say amen. Oh, glory be to God. So, brother, give me the quotes. I pray God help us tonight. Let me just establish that from the message. As I was with Moses, so I'll be with you. You may pardon me. I will deal with some things tonight. Because we are in an exodus. The meaning of the word exodus, when you put that into the Greek lexicon, according to that definition, it is defined as the calling out. Or in other words, an exodus is a going out. But no exodus is complete without the going in. So if there's a calling out, there must be a going in. If there is no going in, then the exodus is not complete. And people today are saying all kinds of things. They call themselves scoffers. They call themselves critics. I'm going to show you something quickly now. When God, you know today, my brother, people are claiming to be the true Joshua. People are claiming to be the Joshua to lead the bride. I want to say tonight that the true Joshua is the Holy Spirit. He is the one that will lead the church to the promised land. Amen. So as I was with Moses, I will be with you. I think that was preached
1961.
Paragraph 9. You have to be fast with me. Let's just go as the Lord is laying us tonight to go. Is he on the board? Okay, maybe we should just take it. Okay. Just take it to verse 10, brother.
Let me see.
Okay, keep going down. Keep going down. There's something I'm trying to bring out there. Just search in that place, divine. I want to bring us something there. Have you seen it? Yes, that's it. So just take it a bit up. Up, like up. Okay, let's start from paragraph 6. And please, look at this carefully. So that you can appreciate the ministry of Elijah that was sent to this age. But then last Tuesday morning, about 3 o'clock, something else happened. I was at home, and standing before me in a room was a divine one that spoke words that I did not understand. And the time that he appointed his
snare,
and I did not hear him too good, but he was a divine one. And he said, 7 more days. This is not even Brother Abraham making this up? Was it Brother Abraham that said he was going to stand as Moses? It was the divine presence that said, you are going to stand as Moses. You stand as Moses too, or you will be as Moses was, or something concerning Moses. That leaves me one more day. After today, that was the sixth. I don't know what that means. I know that if you work it out, whatever it
is,
you will stand, or have to stand, or be as, it was something pertaining to Moses. And I never thought too much about it. I told my family, and I told some of my loved ones, that I saw this divine one. Yet he spoke as a man. And then I noticed that my message of last evening, the Lord led me to choose Moses. And this morning, it's Moses and his successor. Watch this now. And the scripture I am about to approach this morning, for it's concerning Moses and Joshua. And this scripture, Joshua the first chapter, has always been a very outstanding scripture. The prophet said, never preached on it in my life. I am going to try it this morning. But about 2 years ago, I saw the Bible in the room. Come down and stand where I was at. And a hand, not the hand of the prophet, an angelic hand from above came down, parted the pages,
turned
them out, and come down Joshua 1 to the 9th verse and stop going slowly. I have waited for this hour to approach, to when I would feel that it was God's will for me to speak concerning it. So we see, friends, that when the prophet was speaking to us about as I was with Moses, so I will be with you, what was that? It was God showing us that the same blessing, the same promise that was associated to Joshua 1 is associated to us today. So when I said the prophet is our Moses, I am not speaking heresy. I am not preaching a man doctrine. I am preaching the word of the Lord. Amen. And so this evening, if God will help us, we want to speak on an Exodus journey. We said, an Exodus is defined as the going out or a departure. In other words, it's the calling out and the going in from the ridiculous to the sublime, from chaos to salvation, from sorrow to joy, from bondage to deliverance. That is what an Exodus is. And the prophet said, we have had several exoduses in the scripture. Each time God calls out a people, it's an exodus. But tonight, we are going to limit ourselves to three exodus. Because that is what the prophet taught us. But Abraham said, we have our two exoduses, which we can find in the scripture. The first exodus was God calling a nation out of a nation. The people of Israel out of Egypt. And the second exodus was God calling a church out of Judaism. And there is a third exodus now that is going on, which is God calling a bride out of a church. And in Exodus 8 verse 27, Moses told Pharaoh,
Moses of Pharaoh,
you have got to allow the people of Israel to go.
Because
they have got to take a 3-day journey. And the prophet said, the 3-day journey, it's a type of the three stages of that journey. When we look at the Exodus journey, we find that it was a 3-stage journey, which is also a type of the journey of this last short age. Live in Egypt as a type of justification. In the wilderness as a type of sanctification. And enter the promised land as a type of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. From justification to sanctification to the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And so, we saw that there are certain events that has got to accompany every exodus. What is the first thing? A messenger appears. And as soon as a messenger appears, the scoffers appear. And when the scoffers appear, what are they trying to do? They are trying to undermine the ministry of the messenger. In the first exodus, they were there. In the second exodus, they were there. And of no doubt, in this third exodus, there will be here. But tonight, we have an answer.
I need down
to the scoffers.
See,
and we are saying to them,
as in suffering,
they came too late. Because we know that the message we have believed, the prophet said, in the message, question and answer, preached 1964. But Abraham said, we have by the grace of God a perfect interpretation of the scripture with divine vindication. So we are not guessing at the scripture. We have a revelation of what the scripture is saying. Amen. And so we see from the journey we are looking at that the first exodus, which we said it was in a 3-stage journey. The first stage was them leaving Egypt. The second stage was them coming to the wilderness. And the third stage was them coming to the promised land. And that is what I want to dwell in you
to.
Entering the promised land. Church, the ministry of Moses we bring you out for of Egypt. But it will not take you into the promised land. In short, let's go back to the scripture. Let's look at the ministry of Joshua for a little while. You will realize that Joshua does not have a message of his own. That the message of Joshua is the message of Moses. Can we have Joshua 1, my brother? From verse 5. Joshua 1, verse
5.
And they said, oh, let's come to verse
6.
Be strong
Segiri,
and of a good courage.
Yosimuayale,
for unto this people
ni, yi,
thou shalt divide for an inheritance
yi, ni,
the land which I swear unto their fathers
wan,
to give them.
Lati fi fun wan.
Only be thou strong and very courageous.
Sa, Segiri, yosimuayale, gidi.
Now watch this carefully.
Ba ye, kiyesi, yi, dara, dara.
Watch this carefully.
E, kiyesi, yi, dara, dara.
Only that thou mayest observe
ki,
to do according
si, lati se gege bi,
to what?
Bo,
all the law
ofin,
which Moses
Mose,
my servant
se mi,
commanded
thee.
So when God commissioned
to,
Joshua,
ti olorun to fi sana Joshua,
he commissioned Joshua
o fi ase na fun,
with the message of Moses.
Pelu ohun se ranse ti Mose.
It was not like Moses,
kese pe bi Mose,
who was being called
eni ti a pe
and given a message.
Sa fun ni ohun se ranse kan.
That was why
idi ni yi,
when the prophet
nigbati woli wa
was baptizing,
don't say
at Ohio River,
ni ile odo Ohio,
what did the voice say?
Kini ohun na wi,
as John the Baptist
was
sent
bi ati ran
to forerun
lati kede
the first coming
wa mi la koko
of Christ.
Eti Christi,
so are you sent with a message? I said with a message to forerun the second coming of Christ. So everybody, every minister, every preacher that will come after that messenger, we line up behind this message. So the ministry of Joshua, in other words, is the ministry of Moses continuing. I said the ministry of Joshua is the ministry of Moses continued. Because we saw when God commissioned Joshua, he did not give him a message of his own. The message of Joshua was the message of Moses. And that is why today, friends, for you to claim to be a true fivefold, you have got to align yourself behind the message of your day. And I will tell you why. Because the fivefold ministry, like we are going to run a physical
attack,
there is a spiritual
Joshua,
which is the Lord Jesus Christ. Now this is getting interested. This is why, when
Joshua
wanted to go for the war, and
Joshua,
the meaning of the name Joshua, it is Jehoshua, which means Jehovah Savior. And Joshua as a man was thinking he was going to be the true
Joshua,
but there came one who stood before
Joshua.
And when Joshua saw him, he looked to him. He said, who are you? Are you for us or for against us? I thought Joshua was the captain of the host.
Oje olori ogun Olorun.
But who did that man
introduce
himself as? He said, I am the captain of the host. And that is the true Joshua. The bride has called the true Joshua that leads us into the promised land. When we stay with our Joshua, the Lord Jesus Christ, it will lead you to the promised land.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Joshua itself has got to take what Moses said. You know today, people are asking, what's the absolute of the church? And when you go through the pages of the sermon, okay, let me start with the quote.
The unveiling
of God, 1964. Let's read from paragraph 21. I want to show something. I want to show something. Church, do you know that everything that will happen with this message of your day, the prophet spoke about, whether
boya
it is the rise of denomination,
not
in the message but around the message, the prophet spoke about it. Whether it's the rise of the scoffers, the prophet spoke about it. And the prophet himself made us to understand some things are said in a particular way in order to give ground for the manifestation, for the different kind of seeds. Paragraph 21. Unveiling of God, paragraph 2. Let's look at something there. I'm just trying to encourage you. Because it's the first service to establish your faith in this present hour. Now look up.
But I'm speaking.
For those of you that said, if the court is not after the seals, I'm not going to take it. You lack understanding.
Oh, loye.
Let's look at something here. So I'm bringing to you a code that is after the seal, so that you can appreciate
it.
So let's read it together. May the Lord add His blessing to the reading of His word. Now my subject this morning, and I trust that God will reveal this, and each time, if you, me, preacher,
late,
pastor, minister, take the tape and listen, I hope and trust that you have had a spiritual understanding of what that God has been trying to get over to the church without saying it right out. Because God is not obligated to teach Ken children revelation. Revelation belongs to the seed of Abraham. Revelation belongs to the seed of God. This is why, regardless of what you believe, regardless of what you profess, we have got to keep preaching the word. Now let's take it up. Sometime, we have to say things in such a way that it might tear down It might bring some to go out. Some to leave. Some to ponder over. Church, in other words, this message we give provision for the different kind of seed. But I have a message for you. All of this kind of seed, they must come to Kadesh Barnea. Because at Kadesh
Barnea,
the seed has got to be separated.
Make
believer cannot go there. Unbelievers cannot go there. It has got to be for the believer alone. And so yes, the prophet is speaking to you. He said what? That some will ponder over it. Some will look at the same tape. That called you an eagle. That called you a dove. That called you an eagle. And the same message. They will say this one cannot be the word of the Lord. Because it is not meant for you. Because to you is given the revelation of the Son of Man. And Brother Abraham said, this thing is done.
Or I say,
purposely. There is nothing out of
character
with the message of the hour. There is nothing out of
character
with the program of God. There is nothing out of
character
with the report of God. And the prophet said, it must be done that way. Then it might be that some will say, you mean God with purposely do a thing like that. The prophet said, he certainly did. He does yet. He does yet means even today he's still doing it. That is why I said something earlier that God is not obligated to explain, to teach, to reveal revelation to the people of Cain genealogy. In short, Cain seed cannot accept it. Amen. And so we are back to what we are dealing with. We saw that the promised land, it's a land that it takes the ministry of
Joshua
to take you into. And we said the ministry of
Joshua
is the ministry of the Holy Spirit. That is why it is the ministry of the Holy Spirit that places the believer in the homeland. Now something for the sisters. Do you realize that when it came to the placing that was done by Joshua in the different place that they were placed, whether it was the tribe of Reuben, the tribe of Dan, the tribe of
Judah,
Brother Abraham said in the message adoption, he said the place that Joshua placed them was the place that the mother prophesied in
Bethlehem.
And so we must teach our sister. I know when you come to the birth pain, when life is about to come out, it is perhaps the most difficult thing you have ever experienced. But I want to show you something. that by this scripture,
nípa ìwé mímọ̀ yìí,
the place that Joshua placed the tribes,
ibi tí Joshua fi àwọn ẹ̀yà Israẹli sí,
was the place,
ọjẹ́ ibi,
that was prophesied,
tí àwọn ìyá wọn sàsọtẹ́lẹ̀ rẹ̀,
by the mothers,
tí àwọn ìyá wọn sàsọtẹ́lẹ̀ rẹ̀,
when they were bringing forth life,
nígbà tí wọ́n wà nínú ìrora bí.
So sisters,
nítorí náà arábìnrin,
when you get to that point,
nígbà tí o bá jẹ́ ìpele yẹ,
when you need to bring forth life, if there is nothing you remember, try not to be negative. Try to say something positive. And you know the danger of that. In 1
Samuel,
chapter 4, verse 21, the scripture recorded of a man called Ichabod.
Nípa ẹnìkan tí a pè ní Ìkábọ́dù.
Do you know the story of Ichabod?
Ìtàn Ìkábọ́dù.
While Ichabod was about to be birthed to life,
nígbà tí a fẹ́ bí Ìkábọ́dù jáde,
the ark of the Lord,
àpótí ẹ̀rí Olúwa,
was taken away from the camp,
àti mú lọ kúrò nínú àgọ́,
and right in that pain,
àti nínú ìrora ìbí yìí,
she screamed out Ìkábọ́dù.
Ó pariwo Ìkábọ́dù.
And that became the name of the child.
Èyí sì di oruko eya na.
And I believe,
mo si gbagbo,
that name followed the child.
Oruko na tele omo na.
This is why
idi niyi,
it is important,
o se pataki,
the kind of name,
iru oruko,
that you give to your children,
to omo re,
because there's power in name. There's power in confession.
Agbara wa ninu ijewo.
The prophet said,
woli wi pe,
God
olorun,
we make your body to obey the confession of your mouth. So we have got to confess the right kind of thing. So if you have come to the meeting this year, I am going to confess the blessing of God. I will confess the healing of God. I will confess the breakthrough of God. I will confess the right kind of thing. And after that report of this man called
Ichabod,
read through your scripture. There was never a mention of Ichabod. But rather, we find in that same 1 Samuel 14 verse
3,
when the scripture,
nígbà tí ìwé mímọ́,
we mention Ichabod,
tí ó sọ nípa Ìkábọ́dù,
it was mentioning
àsọ
his nephew,
orúkọ àbú
that became a priest,
èyí tí ó jẹ́ àlùfáà lásọ nípa rẹ̀,
and Aiah,
àti Ahitubu,
the son of Ahitu,
arákùnrin.
Are you seeing Bible?
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni,
Ìkábọ́d brother,
arákùnrin Ìkábọ́dù,
the son of Phinehas,
ọmọ Phinehasi,
the son of Eli,
ọmọ Eli,
the Lord priest in Shiloh,
àlùfáà Olúwa ní Shiloh,
wearing an ephod,
tí wọ ephod,
and the people knew not that Jonathan was gone.
Jonathan ti lọ.
Not one mention.
Àwùjọ lẹ́ẹ̀kan rí.
Of the name.
Lẹ́ẹ̀kan soso àdárúkọ rẹ.
Of this one.
Ẹni tí a pè ní Ìkábọ́dù yìí.
Why? Because
ìdí ni pé
a mother,
ìyá kan,
at the point of bringing forth her,
tó ń robí,
she named her child,
ó pe ọmọ rẹ̀,
the glory of the Lord,
ògo Olúwa,
has departed. We have got to be careful the kind of name we give to our children. And I want to encourage your sisters that when you approach that point, you must remember this message, that the blessing of the people of God in the promised land was according to the name that they were given while they were placed there. And so this Exodus journey we are dealing with, we saw that before they could enter the promised land, that God needed to come to
Joshua.
And he came to tell Joshua, the success of your ministry will be when you meditate and do all that Moses has taught you. And I want to say today, the success of any ministry, the success of any local assembly, the success of any church will be when we stay, obey, live by, keep the commandments of Malachi 4, Revelation 10:7. Because God told Joshua, this is the way to get through success. And so we saw that before there was a promised land, there was a Kadesh Barnea. And the meaning of the word Kadesh Barnea, it means the holy sanctuary of the desert of wandering. There are two events that is striking about Kadesh Barnea. Number one was the iniquity of the ten spies. I'm choosing my word correctly. I said iniquity. Because what they committed was iniquity. What is iniquity? Iniquity is knowing what is wrong and willfully doing it. When you read your scripture in Numbers 13, yes, Moses told them to go spy the promised land. He told them to give a report of what they saw, but he never told them to preach another report. He never told them to preach the report of unbelief. He never told them to preach that evil report. And so at Kadesh
Barnea,
we found the iniquities of the 10 spies. You get that in Numbers 13. We also find the disobedience of Moses and Aaron. What was the disobedience? At Kadesh
Barnea,
when God told Moses to speak to the rock, Moses struck the rock twice, and the rock was Christ. And Christ can only be crucified once. By the striking of the rock twice, Moses was interrupting the program of God. That was a disobedience to the divine commandment that God gave to Moses. But let me say something also. God knew that when we came out from Egypt, it was a mixed multitude. But Abraham said, as long as the people were in Egypt, they were the people of God. But the moment they came out of Egypt, he said, they became the church of God. And we said something earlier that God is calling. We said something earlier that God is calling a bride out of the church, because to get into the promised land, you have got to believe and believe the word correctly. And so, friends, what is special about the promised land? Why the promised land? And why is it that only the believer can go in there? Do you know that this promised land is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. This promised land is the message of your hour. This promised land is where God is calling our attention to come out of death, dark denomination, to come into this glorious life so that you and I could enjoy the benefits of the promised land. What lays in the promised land? Resurrection lays there. Quickening power lays there. Adoption lays there. That is the ground where there will be a resurrection. Church, there's going to be a general resurrection. But there's going to be a resurrection unto a better resurrection. The prophet said, all that serve their purpose in Christ, they will have a hope for a better resurrection. When you come into this message, it will give you a hope for a better resurrection. Do you realize? That was why Joseph and Jacob were so bothered in where they were planted.
Okay,
let me read this quote. I'm trying to wind down. From the message, the spoken word. The spoken word is the original seed. God help me to get the quotes. From paragraph 800. Now listen to what Brother Abraham is saying. Now, here is what I'm trying to say to you. The law of reproduction bring forth of its kind. Genesis 1:11. These last days, the true church bride will come to the headstone. She will be a super church. A super race. A super people. As she nears the great headstone, they will be much like, so much like him. Even they will be in his very image. And so that the message is doing is dressing you. Is adorning you. Is preparing you to become the image of Christ. When you look at the stature of a perfect man, Brother Bram said, I have not come to build a system. I have not come to build an organization. But he have come by his message to build you, to build me in the stature of the perfect man. Because anything outside of this statue will not go to the rapture. People say, don't preach like that preacher. I will say it again. Anything short of the virtue of the perfect statue of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are not going in the rapture. Because like we are seeing from the
coast,
as we near the headstone, in order to be united with the headstone, the body has got to be on I wish I had the statue here. That is why, when you look at the statue of a perfect man, from face down, it looks a little wider. That is it. But as you begin to climb, just like Enoch, who walked with God and was not, one of these days, his last church age bride will take a 7-step journey all the way from faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness. And Brother Bram said, this virtue is not like today you are going to have faith. Like some preach it. Pastor, today I got faith. Today I got virtue. Today I got knowledge. No, sir. When you receive the Holy Spirit, you receive the entirety of the virtue. And so it is the Holy Ghost that is expressing this virtue in you till you become a perfect reflection of the Son of Man. And the prophet, see on that quote, there will be one. There will be the very manifestation of the word of the living God. And this is where I'm going. The prophet said, denomination can never produce this. In other words, denomination cannot take you to the promised land. So what that means, there is a message, there is a place, there is a promised land where were you implanted. You've got a hope for a blessed restoration, because in the twinkling of an eye there will be a changer. This incorruptible or discorruptible has got to put on incorruption. And let me encourage you, do all you can to make it there. And I want to say, without even mindset my world, that you cannot make that promised land outside of the message of your day. If there is a hope for you to come into the promised land, you need Joshua's message. If there is a hope for this church to make it to the promised land, you need the message of William Marion Brown.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Oh, don't take my word for that. Let's look at the scripture. Malachi 4. Let's look at something there. Malachi 4, brother. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud and all that do wicked shall be stumbled. So the wicked shall be stumbled, the proud shall be stumbled, and the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that he shall leave them neither root nor branch. But unto you that fear my name, take me to verse 5. Or take it to verse 4. Let's just look at something. Remember ye the law of Moses, my servant. Moses again. Which I commanded unto him. So when we are talking about Moses, I have already showed to you that for this your own Exodus, you have your own Moses. And that your Moses is William Marion Brown. And that is without no controversy.
ó wà láìsí àríyànjiyàn kan.
So when we are looking at Moses.
Nítorí náà ṣe bá ń wo Mose.
Be looking at your prophets.
Ẹ máa wo wòlíì rẹ.
Which I commanded unto him in Horeb.
Èyí tí mo pa láṣẹ.
For all Israel.
Fún gbogbo Ísíráélì.
With the statue.
Pẹ̀lú àṣẹ.
And judgment.
Àti ìdájọ́ wọn ni.
Behold.
Kíyèsí.
Wo. I send you.
Èmi ọ̀ràn.
Who is sent to you?
Tani ọ̀ràn sí yín.
Elijah the prophet.
Wòlíì Èlíjà sí yín.
Have you received Elijah the prophet?
Ẹ̀yin a ti gba wòlíì Èlíjà náà bí.
The prophet said.
Wòlíì wípé.
Don't just come this far. And say, I believe the message. He said, if you believe the message, then you do all that the messenger that is sent to you. But the Bible went further. When you look at the same message, the spoken word.
It's
the original sin. He said you can
never
serve God except by the messenger that interprets the word of God to you. So if you want to serve God in this
life,
you have got to take the gospel of Elijah. Now, back to my scripture. I want to finish with that. And then I will find a place to close. I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and the dreadful day of the Lord. In other words, there has got to be an Elijah that comes with a message to show you how to escape the dreadful day. And the only way to escape this dreadful day, this tribulation day, is through the rapture. And for you to go in the rapture, you need the message of Elijah. Without that, you go nowhere. I said without that, you go nowhere.
Oh, no,
and so we are closing with this. That one of these days, the prophet said something. He said there's going to come a blessed resurrection. Can I get a young boy, a young brother?
Just come,
please. Just a little job. But Abraham said, go take the picture of you in the best of your age. Whether you call it 18 years, 20 years, 22. But I want to encourage the old people here. When we get to the other side, Pastor Martins, you won't be like this. There's going to be a body change. All your gray hair has got to come back. Look up.
Whoa.
Look at this picture.
Ewo makoni yi.
And God take a picture.
Olorun ti yawo.
And it snaps you.
O ti yawo na
re. The best of your age.
Enigba ti ore wa.
And it keeps it in his library.
O ti fu o di.
Because when we come to the promised land.
Nigba ti ba de ilele.
We will be changed like this. We will come to the best of our age. In that place there's no sickness. There's no tribulation. There's no sorrow. There's no chaos. It will be peace forever. I said peace forever. Young, the old shall be young. There'll be no sickness there. There'll be no sorrow there. It will be from the ridiculous to the sublime. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. And that is where I want to go. That is, you can go. That is where I'm looking to be. Whether you have your sorrow here, whether you have your trouble here,
the believer
has a consolation. There is a consolation for me. And the prophet in preaching that consolation, he preached the message. Things that are to be. But Abraham said, the things you see here are in the negative. If you have an aeroplane here, over there, there will be no plane. It is going to be traveling by the speed of light. Do you know why? Because eternity is back to the beginning. We are coming back to what we were in the mind of God, in the program of God. And I can say tonight, sons of God are coming back. What are we coming back to do? To manifest the glory, the beauty, the manifestation of the Lord Jesus Christ. Why the instrument at night?
Àwọn tó ń lo ohun èlò ní àṣálẹ̀ yìí.
Begin to play.
Ẹ bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí tẹ.
I want to read this quote from the prophet. Mo
fẹ́ ka àyọkà yìí láti ẹnu wòlíì wa.
But Abraham said, "This promised land we are going."
Wòlíì wípé ilẹ̀ tí tí à ń lọ.
He said, "It's not the promised land."
Ó ní kìí ṣe ìlérí ilẹ̀ lérí.
Of the glory of the earth.
Ti ògo ilé ayé yìí.
He said, "It's a promised land."
Ó jẹ́ ilẹ̀ ìlérí.
Where we never grow old. He said it's a promised land. Where all guilt will be made pure. It's a promised land. Where there will be no sickness. No sorrow. No tears. There's a song we used to sing. Let's sing the song. Moses led God's children.
For...
As we rise,
Thank you.
just playing.
All
the promise in the book is mine.
While
your head is bowed. And tonight, it's another Exodus journey. Church, we can't remain in our Egypt. Maybe you are sick here. I've come not to preach with the enticing words of a man.
Apostle Paul
speaking.
Paul apostle don't sorrow ni.
He said, my gospel.
Oni iyere mi.
Did not come.
Ko wa.
In the enticing word of a man.
Ini oro eniyan ton tanije.
God tonight is calling you.
Ni asale yo Olorun pe o.
Out from your Egypt.
E kade kuro ni Egypti re.
Out from your iniquity.
E kuro ninu sedede re.
Out from your sin.
Kuro ninu ese re.
This is your own Kadesh Barnea.
Eyi ni Kadesh Barnea ti e bayi.
The prophet said it was the judgment seat of God.
Ite ibi ite itajo Olorun ni.
Don't come to the meeting and go back the same
way. Ma wa si bi ipade ko si lo be.
Soon I will call the pastor to come pray.
Laipe ngo pe olusagutan lati wa gbadura fun wa.
But why the Holy Spirit?
Sugba nigba ti erin mimo
is beckoning in your heart.
O pe o ni okan re.
Young man.
Adokunrin.
Without habits.
E pelu iwa buruku to.
Without addiction.
Pelu iwa buruku to wa
ni won re.
Pelu iba irora yi.
Even while you are in your seat.
E nigba ti o wa ni ibi joko re.
You can receive a touch.
O le gba ifowo to na.
Don't fight it.
Ematidano.
Don't struggle with it.
Ematakamalakaka pelu re.
Yield to that now.
Fi ara re fun ifowotona.
Because there is a land.
Nitori pe ile kan wa.
When you come to.
Ibi ti o de.
There is a place.
Ibi kan po.
There is a message of the hour.
Ni o wi se ran kan wa.
Where all things are possible. Where there can be deliverance. Where there can be pardon. Where there can be healing. Even the young and the old.
Can receive
that healing. In the name of the Lord
Jesus Christ.
Let's invite God's servants. To just pray.
For the congregation.
Our blessed Heavenly Father, we are very grateful unto you again this evening for making this meeting possible this time around. We thank you for our age that we are living in. We are not here by accident. You ordained us to be here, and we are here. And you have sent a messenger unto us with a message. And with this message, we'll be made ready for your glorious kingdom that lays ahead. Oh, Master, we have had a portion of it again tonight. Whether it comes to us in doctrine, or in rebuke, or in correction, or instruction to righteousness, your prophet told us that in this message lays rapturing faith. The rapturing faith we have accumulated in this service tonight, may they be permanent in our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ. This message has gone forth in simplicity, re-echoing, Lord, what you have caused to be laid down for us. You said the bride, we have need of it. We pray, Master, are there sicknesses here? Those your children that are set forward, that are here, you know what their needs are. Whether physical, whether material, whether financial, whether spiritual, Lord, may you meet them at the point of their needs. In the name of Jesus Christ. Even those that are not here, you know all about us, Lord. there is not a secret unto you. Touch each and every one of us afresh. Give unto us what we have need of. Thank you for starting wonderfully with us tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. May these blessings that we have received, may they be permanent in our lives.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Blessed be thy holy name.
Amen.
Take all the glory, Lord.
Amen.
Take all the praises, Lord.
Amen.
Take all the adoration, Lord. Amen. For granting these petitions.
Amen.
Your servant that you have graciously used, may you replenish it for the virtue that has led him.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
You taught us in your word that whatsoever thing we desire, when we ask in prayer, we should believe that we have received, and then we shall have it.
Amen.
Whatsoever might be the needs in the lives of your children that they are looking unto you for tonight, Lord, may they believe they have received.
Amen.
And they go back, may this request in their heart that have been prayed over, oh God, may it turn to testimonies.
Amen.
For your glory and for your honor.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Blessed be thy holy name.
Amen.
In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray.
Amen.
You could please be seated.
Ele Joko.
The Lord bless you.
Yolu Abuku.
Oh, no, amen. I think that is the greatest prayer that the Christian can offer. Because God told Balaam.
Olorun so fun Balaam.
Yes. Say, my people have blessed them. And they cannot be cursed. Yes, yeah, so if you are God's children, then we say God bless you. We thank the Lord for his word we have had tonight. If you have not registered yet, or you have not collected your card, or gotten your accommodation, the people registering, they are in the all behind you there.
I know
many have registered online.
You
try to get your card that will show where you will be accommodated.
We'll
request that we please don't move from one place to other, especially the mattresses. Don't move it from one room to another one. Immediately we dismiss now. Our food is ready. And the food, the dining is a little, you go a bit far. We are sorry we couldn't. That's the way the thing is in this compound. And that's the way everybody have been using it. May the Lord give us strength. I know when we need to go and eat, there will be no strength to get there. Tomorrow morning, we'll be gathering for the morning devotion by 6 o'clock. So try to be here a few minutes to 6. From 5:30, can be here. You can have time to pray yourself. And then wait for the devotion. That's just 1 hour between 6 and 7. In the main service is 9:30. I can't remember. I will announce that in the morning. I think
I'll say get there in your room.
The Lord bless you all. If by tomorrow morning we are going to display some numbers that maybe you will contact for whatsoever.
Any overall, la alfi, our number tele before kong. No, la alfi.
The things that is necessary that we may want to. Awan katoba
pa da da taveni, tavi taba mani pare.
God bless you richly.
Kyo luwa bukoni lopo lopo.
Shall rise.
Eja di deo.
I'm a pilgrim and a stranger. Wandering through this world of sin. On my way to that first city. When the saints go marching.
To sing glory.